All right, Tito, 3, 2, 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, in a 162-game season, Terry, you're going to have nights like last night. Some nights you'll be on the right side of that score. Last night, the other side, and it got ugly early. And that's your worst nightmare, isn't it, Terry, because of what it can do to your bullpen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, early on, you know, it's pretty obvious that, you know, Markham didn't have his best stuff. But if you're going to err, and again, everybody has their own opinion, but I'd always like to give the starter the chance, because if he does reel it in and he can go even 4 or 5 innings, your bullpen's not in tatters. When you take your starter out, you can pretty much guarantee you're pitching everybody. And then when the next guy comes in and struggles, you're really – that's when I'm like, you know, you're not just thinking about winning the game. You're thinking, how are we going to finish this game? Because it wasn't adding up on paper, and that's not a good feeling.
Well, and then you had to finish with 2 position players, and I also know that can be a nightmare scenario. Is Ryan Rayburn okay?
Yeah, he and I think we again that and that's you're right. You're always trying to. I mean, that's probably my biggest worry. And you know, I probably told him 12 times, "Hey, don't hurt yourself, don't hurt yourself." And I could tell by the way he was acting, his arm was starting to hurt. So fortunately, I think we got out there and we brought Murph in to finish the inning, because that's the last thing we need is for Rayburn's arm to start hurting. But he's going to be fine. You know, and then Murph comes in, first pitch pop up, and I'm so relieved. And then Lindor's 10 feet from it. I'm like, oh, no. And 15 pitches later, Murph's still out there pitching. That was one of those nights that, you know, it's hard to take. You kind of get your ass handed to you, and you got to take it. And like you said, we'll be on the other end of that, but it happens every once in a while.
Well, and now there's a domino effect, because you've had to make some changes. Sean Markham designated for assignment. You sent down Zach Walters. You called up 2 relief pitchers, Jeff Manship and Kyle Crockett. First off with Markham. Boy, when he's been good, Terry, he's been really good. But when he's been bad, it's been a killer.
He's had 2 games that, you know, were real short. But you know what? I mean, there's so much to like about this kid. And this was the last thing we wanted to do last night. And, you know, you have to make decisions fairly quick. And, you know, we talked it through to, you know, and decided that we could designate him. That does not mean he's done with us by any stretch of the imagination. If he gets through waivers, we want him back a lot for a lot of reasons. We think he can pitch. We think maybe, you know, getting a little creative here. If he does go through waivers, we can maybe have him go short on a start. So save the bullets for us, because I have no doubt he'll be back helping us win.
What about your starter come Sunday?
We're going to push Bauer back to Monday against Detroit, and we'll need a starter Sunday, and we'll announce that tomorrow. Just out of respect to everybody that hasn't been notified and things like that, there's probably a proper way to do it.
All right, Terry, now when you do look at the positives, it's only a couple of games, but that left side of the infield, Urshela, and even though Lindor had a slip last night on a pop-up, my goodness, they are really impressive from a defensive standpoint, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think that's the one thing that all the player development people told us all along was, you know, you can't guarantee somebody's going to come right up and hit, but that they would not only hold their own, but probably more than hold their own defensively, which is not the easiest thing to do. I mean, you see when the ball's hit to Urshela, he attacks it. Like, you know, he's got really good hands and good instincts, but on those slow rollers, man, he comes flying in. Like, you can tell he wants it, which is good. Lindor, in the small sample size, it's just been like, you know, you just – it's it kind of as advertised. You know, his arm is clean and crisp, and he moves his feet, and the throws are true. And, yeah, I have a feeling you're going to see some spectacular plays. But along the way, he looks like he's going to make the routine play. You know, last night, maybe, hopefully in a game where, again, we were already decided, maybe that helps him to learn a lesson, though. You can't take pitches off because of what could happen.
Well, this is not a good year for either division to play each other. The AL and the NL Central are the 2 best divisions in their respective leagues. And the Cubs are, what, 8 games over .500, and they're in 3rd place. And this club, in a lot of ways, reminds me, Terry, of a young Kansas City club a few years ago when you looked at some of their position players and said, oh, my gosh, what is their ceiling?
And they have a couple guys that are hurt. But, you know, I was around Theo Epstein enough to know that because everybody thought because he was in Boston, you know, he wanted all these high-priced guys. He loved building from within. That really gave him some excitement. And that's what they're doing here in Chicago. And now that they've gotten to a certain point, and then they went and added Lester. And, you know, they're probably are more of a big market than they've acted, and I bet you they're probably going to get back to that, and I'm sure that's a little bit scary for that division because there's a lot of young talent.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Cubs coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Friday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton, the Manager's Minute, brought to you by DraftKings.com. You know, you're starting your own tree, so to speak, when you talk about guys that coached under you that have become major league managers. And I know you're pretty fond of the guy that you'll see tonight in the other dugout, Kevin Cash. What made him special? Why did you think he could get to this point sometime?
Oh, Hammy, you know, I know this is the Manager's Minute. Talking about Cash, you probably need some be the manager's hour. I mean, I could start and end forever. He's so special. I mean, even when he was a backup catcher in Boston, there were so many things that I just respected so much about him. And there were a lot of times when he was in the batter's box that I wish he was a coach. But when he was catching, man, he could do some special things. And I thought he was going to be a good coach. When he came here, we were fortunate to get him. I knew we'd lose him. I didn't think we'd lose him this quick. But when you look back on it, he attacked that interview and deserved it. And you see what he's doing now. He's a special guy. He's a special friend, to not just to me and a lot of other people. But he, I think what's probably misunderstood is how much we've learned from him, not just the other way around.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.